faithful, for heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self, their country loved. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Now, wait a minute, I'm talking about America, sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He crowned our good. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood. See to shine and see. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
America,
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 I love you, America. You see, my God, he done shed his face on thee. You ought to love him for it, cause
Hello and welcome to WDCE. We're coming to you live from the University of Richmond at 90.1 FM and streaming at WDCE.org. My name is Emily Claire Barlow, and you're listening to the award-winning Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce, with 2 hours of great modern jazz.
Emily Claire Barlow. Wow. Fantastic. What a marvelous singer. One of our Canadian friends with lots of great recordings out. And we're delighted to have her on our show. I'll play something for her in just a minute. Well, welcome, my good friends, to a special edition of the Cool Jazz Set. Tonight we're swinging in the 4th, which was actually yesterday. But I hope you had a great 4th of July, and we're celebrating a wonderful country's great American art, modern jazz with taste, heard right here. Every week at this time, from the gorgeous campus of the University of Richmond, streaming on the web at WDCE.org and locally at 90.1 FM. Our show is recorded, as you know, and you can listen to it tomorrow at your leisure at our website, which is CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on Radio Shows. Well, I hope you're ready for some great music. We'll get started with Emily Claire Barlow. Who else? This is from an album that she did I like very much, and this is Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. I'm going to play this for Marielle, by the way.
Hello and welcome to W.
I got a guy who's always late. Every time we make a date. But I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk up to his gate and see if I can get it straight. 'Cause I want him. Yeah, I'm gonna ask him. When you're sure of one, you fight. He's gone and made a change. He's rearranged. So is you is or is you ain't my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. Or is my baby still baby, true. Is you is or is you isn't? Don't leave me hanging. I gotta know right now if you done me wrong, if you done moved on and found love with another one who you'd rather wine with and done with, spend all your time with. I know there's plenty of fish in the ocean, wishy-washy, but show me a sign, let's set it in motion. Look me in the eye and straight up now tell me, is it gonna be you and me forever? Or am I just kidding me that it's meant to be? When you're the kind of guy who'd string me along, leading me on, and then you know you never call, baby, when you say you will. No, you just keep me hanging on. Love me or leave me, but never in between me. You talk to me, baby, soft and low. I wanna know, I don't mean maybe. Is you my baby true? Now tell me, do. a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find he's gone and made a change. So is you, yes, or is you and my baby? Maybe baby's found somebody new. My baby, true. My baby, true.
And the great double bassist Brian Bromberg playing the Star Spangled Banner. And I've heard him live without any amplification, and his bass sounds exactly like that. It's a 325-year-old Italian, beautiful, beautiful instrument. And I got to know him and meet, talk with him at one of the bass conferences several years ago. And he is quite a composer as well as a great bass player and band leader. And before that, we opened the show with Emily Claire Barlow from her album, Haven't We Met? And we heard her sing Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby, a beautiful duo that she did with her bassist, who happens to be Ross McIntyre. And let's see, up next, this is the great Ama Jamal from his album, A Quiet Time. And this is a tune he wrote called Paris After Dark, Mr. Jamal. Thank you.
This isn't sometimes, this is always. This isn't maybe, this is always. This is love, the real beginning of. This isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow, a moment's gladness. This is love. I knew it on the night. This isn't just. Sometimes this is always. This isn't maybe. This is always. This is love. The real beginning of. Isn't just midsummer madness, a passing glow.
This is Marian McPartland. Why do kids love music? Maybe it's because music is fun, plain and simple. It offers kids a way to move their bodies and use their voices. It opens up their minds to dream about where they can go and what they can do when they get older. Music is also such a valuable form of communication. Our kids, American kids, come from more cultures and backgrounds than in any nation in history. And sometimes the most fertile common ground they share is that of music. Music classrooms are great places for kids to explore their creativity, develop skills, and interact with other young people. So help your children get involved in music. Support your school music program.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
And thanks, Marian, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the University of Richmond. Let's see, we just heard a recording by the late Chet Baker. And that was recorded in the Netherlands back in 1978. And I think that was one of his last, maybe his last live recording. The quartet included on piano Phil Markowitz, the bassist Scott Lee, and on drums Jeff Brillinger. And let's see, that was a live recording as well. Before that, we heard the Jack Kortner Big Band playing Strike Up the Band. And that featured the great Marv Stamm on that trumpet solo. Well, if you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's a delight to be with you these evenings playing this great American art, modern jazz with taste, just as you like it. Up next, we have a nice recording by pianist Dado Maroney and his trio. And this features Joe Magnarelli on trumpet, Bella Carolina, Dado Maroney. Thank you. And that was trumpeter Shorty Rogers and alto saxophonist Bud Shank with the Lighthouse All-Stars, recorded back in the late 80s. And, of course, that was America. Before, we heard Joe Pass with a nice quartet. And that was recorded back in 1964 in Los Angeles. Joe Pass on guitar and Mike Wofford on piano. He was Ella Fitzgerald's last pianist, by the way. Jim Hugart, the bassist, and Colin Bailey on drums. We heard the title track, Clifford Brown's Joy Spring. We'll finish out this first set with a wonderful vocalist. This is Maureen Kennedy from her recent album, Out of the Shadows. And you might want to check it out. She is really something. And we are going to be playing more of her very shortly, too. This is I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, Miss Maureen Kennedy.
When I walk down the street, seems everyone I meet gives me a friendly hello. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. The birds in every tree are all so neighborly. They sing wherever I go. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. If you should ask the amount in my bank account, I must confess that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me, confidentially. I've got a dream that's a pippin'. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. Amount in my bank account, I must confess that I'm slipping. But that don't worry me, confidentially, I've got a dream that's a pippin. And when the day is through, each night I hurry to a home where love waits, I know. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so. I guess I'm just a lucky so-and-so.